again.
Yeah. That was weird.
Thank you for calling Magic Machine Company. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Danny again. I'm sorry, I think we got disconnected.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. Did you just call?
Yeah, I just called. I think we got disconnected.
I hung up on you on accident, but this is Maureen.
Oh, hi, Maureen. Yeah, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, and, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Not too bad.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you. We spoke back in March, and I know you guys, you know, had some plans of adding on some CNC machines.
Right.
I mean, are those plans still in progress, or what's going on?
I mean, they are actually, I mean, still in the making. We are just, my dad runs the machine shop, or he owns it,
mm-hmm.
and we're waiting to hear back. We have actually a job that we're waiting to hear back on that's potentially going to put those plans into action.
Oh, okay,
and
great.
It's actually a government job, so there's a ton of paperwork that they have to go through, you know, legal things, because this job they're letting us do is
mm-hmm.
something that they've never done, so they're definitely trying to cover all their bases.
Yeah, that makes
and
sense.
So, and I actually, yesterday I reached out to him, you know, to let him know, you know, hey, are we moving forward? Just because, I mean, there's other people, like I said, waiting for us to move forward with this. And so, I mean, everybody's like, hey, you know, what's going on? And so just trying to figure all that out. Do you mind if I put you on another call that I need to intercept real quick?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, sorry about that. I just have to intercept that. But like I said, I mean, feel free to check back at any time. But like I said, we're waiting on this job that would definitely help us put those plans into action.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and like I said, I mean, we definitely want to, you know, throw a hat in the ring, see if we can help you guys out. And so this, you said that this is a new job they were doing for the government, and they are just starting this. Like, what type of jobs do you have coming up?
Actually, to be honest, we had gotten wind of this about a year ago. And
So,
like I said, it was just talking, you know, at one point, like, hey, we might have this, you know, job for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the beginning of this year, I got back in touch with them, and they said that they, you know, they do want to move forward. But I guess when they had submitted the paperwork for the job, it's San Diego National Laboratories here. Like I said, it's our government that we work with. The paperwork got stuck in what's called San Diego Legal, just because there was a lot of things that just had to be worked out.
Oh.
And it was, I guess it's dealing with, like, a lot of rare metals, like tungsten, tantalum.
Uh-huh.
And so it all has to be, you know, certified. Everything has to be, you know, in its place. And so the paperwork is actually what's kind of just taking the longest to get pushed through.
Right. So,
because, I mean, we're in contract with Sandia, but the job itself is something that, I mean, it's a huge job for us. And they're just making sure that everything is where it needs to be, and
mm-hmm.
you know, so we're waiting on the confirmation of that, because this job was not sent out to other machine shops. It's just specified for us.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
And so, I mean, that's huge, because usually we bid on jobs daily,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we're never guaranteed. But this, like I said, we're just waiting and wanting to move forward with
mm-hmm.
it. And when we are able to move forward with it, you know, we're going to definitely need, you know, new machines, or hopeful to expand, actually.
Yeah, after that, so that'll kind of, you know, will be enough for you guys to shoot forward with that project. And, I mean, how much you guys looking to make off this project if all goes well?
Hopefully, like, we've proposed different things, and that's what they were stuck on in the beginning, was, you know, what their budget was and what they were trying to move forward with. But
mm-hmm.
hopefully, with the last proposal that we sent in, which I think they're going to go with, it could be anywhere from $500,000 to, like, possibly $1 million.
Wow. Profit you guys will make?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So we will walk away with the profit. So, like I said, this has been in the works on our side for about a year, year and a half. And
mm-hmm.
then, like I said, at first it was just a talking thing, like, oh, yeah, we're going to do this. And then they actually came back, and they're like, we want to move forward. It's just, like I said, a lot of the jobs we do are like $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 jobs.
Okay.
You know, at times, and this job, like I said, is not going out for bid anywhere. It was requested straight to us. So I mean,
that's great.
I'm trying to push them without being pushy. You know, I'm like,
yeah,
let's get this going, because I mean, this will be huge.
Yeah, and then, I mean, that's great for you guys. They chose you guys specifically. I mean, it sounds like you have a good reputation.
And it is, because like I said, my dad, we're a small business. I mean, it's local, just my mom, my dad, my brother, me, and, you know, some other people. And, you know, but I think quality definitely comes into play because of that. Because, like, we also got a contract with Washington, D.C. because of word of mouth.
Oh, wow.
So
yeah.
I mean, it's hopefully, like I said, going in the right direction. But like I said, feel free to check in, you know, at any time. I don't know, it could be any time within a month, 2 months, or it could be weeks. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah, because you guys, because I know with the government job, I'm sure you guys are familiar, they kind of drag their feet sometimes.
Yeah, especially when it's a big job like this and it's a job that they've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's hard to want to drop, you know, $500,000 on something that you've never been done. So I think they're just trying to get everything situated, and then they have to come in and reevaluate everything. And, you know, and that's what I was talking to the client about, you know, is they want to make sure that we're able to do the job. But I told them, you know, we can do it with the machines that we have, but also to move forward would only improve our chances of doing more jobs like this by getting new machines.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like your benchmark, and you guys can push, you know, beyond that and always
right.
do these types of jobs, right?
Right. And I think they're more impressed with the fact that, you know, we can do this job with the machines that we have. You know, we have CNC lathes and EDMs and whatnot, but, and like I said, we're a small shop compared to some of these other shops in town. But, like I said, I mean, just feel free to always check in and see how things are going. I mean, I'm definitely eager to find out when this is going to get pushed through as well. So,
yeah, exactly. And I mean, do you guys have an idea? Will you have to, you know, front money for materials when this job, you know, takes place?
That's where we are kind of stuck, because Sandia has the material in their laboratory. And I mean, they have it to supply it to us. But I guess the issue that they're having is that Sandia actually purchased it. So they would have to either supply the material and move it here, or we would have to buy it from them and then incorporate it back into the cost of somehow.
Oh, so you guys would buy it?
They wanted to actually supply it to us because they have it on the base. But Sandia Legal is like, no, you can't touch this material. It's not yours. It belongs to Sandia.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, because it was from Sandia funding, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so, and I guess it was a group of people who actually, it wasn't just one person who purchased this material. It was a group, you know,
over
the years. Oh, we purchased this and we just stored it. So now they're fighting over whether, you know, because the job we're going to do is going to be for a specific person. But a group of people actually purchased it.
Huh, that's interesting.
Right.
Yes, so it's all, and what exactly is there? Are they making like a type of like frame or something with this metal, or? Hello?
Yeah, exactly.
Maureen?
That's our working capital program.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear. Yeah, so what exactly, like, you guys, like, are you guys making? Is it like a frame or something? A metal frame or like machining?
It's actually like, I don't really know, because we actually have to. Sometimes they send us drawings. I mean, we get to see what it is, but we don't know exactly what it's for at this point. There's tons and tons of drawings, so it's like a, how would you say, like building a. They call it, I don't know if you've ever been familiar with the term, it's called a mitel. And it's like a different parts that just make one long, how would you say it? It almost looks like a syringe. You know, like you have Like, it goes all the way down to, like, the needle, and then it goes bigger and bigger. Like, it's really weird. Or like a telescope. You extend it out. And, you know, you have to make sure every piece fits. But we don't know what it's for. I mean,
okay.
They can't come and tell us, like, oh, hey, this is for, you know, a nuclear weapon or whatnot. They don't tell us.
Yeah.
We have to sign papers stating that we're not allowed to know that and disclose it and whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was just curious if it was, like, a type of frame. But that's interesting. I've never really heard of a mitre. Yeah, but,
yeah,
so
it's just, like I said, it's just tons of drawings, you know what I mean? It's not just one piece. Like I said, it's something, I guess it's going into a machine.
Mm-hmm.
But they have the machine in Sandia, and then we're just building some of the components to complete it or whatnot.
Okay. Well, no, that's exciting. It sounds like you guys have a big project coming up.
It's also nerve-wracking because, I mean, you're given a chance to do something, and you definitely want to make sure it's done right, you know.
Exactly.
And especially if they're using it as an experiment. I mean, granted, you know, they're experimenting, but we definitely don't want to, you know, have the record that it was given to us and then something went wrong. So
yeah.
You know, in these kind of things, you have to be precise.
Exactly, and I mean, especially with those, you know, so the machinery you guys had, I mean, you guys will be able to do it, correct?
Yeah.
With that. Yeah. So,
and
I mean, yeah, you have...
Part, you know, and we've never ran these parts on our machines before, so it's hard to say how smoothly it'll go. We just had something as small as our air compressor go out, and it threw some of our jobs off because our CNCs got shut down by it, or, you know, it's just anything.
Yeah.
So definitely, you know, have to take everything into account.
Exactly. And I mean, do you guys have backup plans for when those things happen?
They do. I don't know what those are right now, but like my dad was in there and he got it going, and you know, because when something like that, say something, we didn't have a backup plan, it shuts down our products and our jobs become late. And you know, especially dealing with the government, they don't.
Yeah, exactly. They don't want it to be. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But I got to get going, so if you don't mind checking back on this, I mean, I'd definitely discuss it with you anytime.
Okay. Yeah, sounds great. I will definitely circle back with you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your time, Rain. Thank you. Bye-bye.